Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Long Shots After the Cut, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Brady Cannon, along with Wes Reynolds on a Friday night here in Las Vegas. And we are 36 holes into the 103rd PGA Championship at the Ocean Course in Kiawah Island, South Carolina. We wanted to come together and assess what we've seen so far, what we think might happen going forward, and see if we can find a good bet or two on it. So welcome in once again to Long Shots After the Cut. And Wes, good evening to you. I think for the most part, you and I and golf bettors and golf fans, what we want to see in a major championship has really played out here through the first 2 days. Brutally difficult weather elements to battle, but there are still low scores out there, birdies and eagle opportunities to be had. And we're halfway through and the leader is at 5 under par. So we should get to that neighborhood of say 8, 10, 11, maybe even 12 under par as far as a winning score. And then that would kind of, in my opinion, really kind of complete a masterpiece of balance between drama and aesthetic value and difficulty. I think it's really been a gem so far, the PGA Championship.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Brady. When you look at what the PGA, I think, wants this course to play, they want kind of in that minus 8 to minus 12 under range. And I think that they're right on pace here with the two co-leaders, Phil Mickelson and Louis Oosthuizen at 5 under. And you also got some notable players that didn't make the cut. When you have three of the top four players in the world golf rankings not make the cut at a major, and that would be number one, Dustin Johnson, number two, Justin Thomas, number four, Xander Schauffele. John Rahm, the only one of the top four in the world that's going to make the weekend here at Kiawah Island. But yet you still have some big names up there at the top of the board. Some we haven't seen in a while, like Phil and Louis. Brooks Koepka now third. Hideki Matsuyama, a really nice round on Friday to get into a tie for fourth. So you do have some established class players, and then you have some guys down the board a little bit lurking, like the Bryson DeChambeaus and the Victor Hovlands. He gave a little back today, but still only 5 shots off the lead. So look, we could maybe get the weather be the worst for the leaders going into tomorrow. If you look at some of the early forecasts, maybe some of the guys out a little bit earlier, 2 hours or so before the leaders, going to get the better of it. So you could get an even more condensed leaderboard, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The wind is supposed to tail off quite a bit. I think today was probably the worst we're going to see all weekend as far as the wind today on Friday. But it's supposed to calm down quite a bit on Saturday. And then, like you say, maybe pick up a little bit more in the afternoon. And then Sunday picking up a little bit more, which should make for a great final round. Interesting you talk about kind of how crowded the board is. The last 33 major champions all of them have gone into the weekend at six shots or less out of the lead. So if you translate that to Kiowa here in this edition of the PGA, that brings 29 players into that fold, either six shots back or less. And so, yeah, you know, with the weather changing as far as the wind, maybe the morning guys having a little advantage, I think we have a long way to go here. And I think people, I think that six shot range makes a lot of sense. You look at guys like Shane Lowry, shot a nice round today. He's at even par, five shots back. Bubba Watson played a solid round today, six shots back. I think some of these guys are still in the mix.
Yeah, they absolutely are, because you want to see if maybe you're going to get a little regression from the leaders. And I'll start with Phil Mickelson first. Phil Mickelson this year on the PGA Tour, going up to the PGA Championship, was 193rd on the PGA Tour for strokes he gained off the tee, was losing, I believe, 0.44 a round or something like that, give or take a couple tenths there. But through 36 holes here at Kiawah Island, he is number one in the field for strokes gained off the tee, 3.156 strokes through the first two rounds. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, Brady, but I guess maybe this is a major. The opportunities when you're 51 are going to be rare for Phil Mickelson, but this is a course we talked about, very wide fairways. You're not going to get in trouble off the tee as much as you would at like a U.S. Open or at an Augusta National. So Phil, I think, taking advantage of those conditions, playing very well, and he shares the lead with Louis Oosthuizen, who we know is a former major champion, also has been. He has the bridesmaid, basically, slam, where he's finished second in all four majors. So he is right there. And we always talk about Oosthuizen, and not always there, but kind of a big game hunter when it's major championship time. Somehow he is on that leaderboard, and that's why I think a lot of value bettors like him. So they will be the final pairing tomorrow.
Yeah, Phil, to your point there about strokes gained off the tee, he's hitting over, or today rather in his round, he hit over 78% of the fairways off the tee. I mean, when was the last time you saw that stat out of Phil Mickelson? I kind of hope he hangs on because it's a great story. Now, certainly you and I have different guys in pocket that we'd like to win this thing. But if somebody other than one of my guys is going to do it, it would be a great story for Phil. And, you know, another guy that I do not have in pocket, but I'd like to see win, is Louis Oosthuizen. He's always been a favorite player of mine. He has absolutely a complete game. We saw him stripe it off the tee today. He's always been a tremendous ball striker. And this year, I mean, you talk about Phil hitting fairways. When was the last time Louis Oosthuizen was number one on tour in strokes gained putting? So he's lighting it up with the flat stick. And, you know, he's in the neighborhood of 6-1 with the lead. I actually don't think that's a bad price. I think, you know, you have Brooks Koepka, another big game hunter there, breathing down the neck of Mickelson and Oosthuizen. But I think right now Louis is in a great position, and at 6-1, I think that would be a little bit of a buy sign for me.
Yeah, and this is a guy, I don't know if I'm going to bet it, but this is a guy certainly that's been there before. So he's not a total greenhorn. It's not like you have a guy leading the first time in a major, kind of like what we saw of Corey Connors after 18 holes. Now, Corey Connors, we thought, was going to regress a little bit because he gained like 3.5 strokes in his first round putting, which almost was like a career performance for him. He dropped, but he didn't sink like a stone. So he's still right there at 2 under par, just 3 back. So that could be a guy, and I'm kind of looking at the global exchange, 20-1. We know the irons are obviously very good for Corey Connors. It's, can he make enough putts and, you know, make these makeable putts and not hit them 3 or 4 feet by on the right side and then have tough comebackers for par. So I'm seeing like 20-1 on him in terms of if you're going to get involved in play. And I'll just recap the top of the board really quickly. Brooks Koepka, I think pretty much market wide, is the favorite, either at 4-1 or 9-2. And then Louis Oosthuizen, as you mentioned, 6-1. Matsuyama in that plus 750 range. And then Phil at 12-1. Bryson 14. Some guys at 20-1, a lot of different guys. Christian Bezuidenhout, Brandon Grace, the South Africans also up there at 20-1, and then you get in the Corey Connors and those guys. I do think there is somebody that can come off the pace here if you're looking at some of these guys in like the 20-25-1 range, and that would be Sungjae Im, Gary Woodland, Victor Hovland, five back, even though he's 3 over today. He's not really too far off the pace. So anybody, I think, 1 over or better, at least is live from this standpoint. But if I were to get involved with guys I'm not already on, I do have a ticket on Bryson already, as well as Victor Hovland and Neiman, kind of those guys within striking distance. The guys I might look to add are Sungjae Im at around 20 or 22-1, and also Gary Woodland at about the same price.
Yeah, I'm with you on a lot of those points you make. Of course, you and I both have Bryson and Hovland pre-tournament. I do think Sungjae Im is a nice buy at 25-1. This guy has really been unflappable so far in this championship, and kind of the guy nobody's talking about either. The other guy I like that is also right in that hole, three shots off the pace, like Sungjae Im, is Paul Casey. He's really been playing well. We know he can play in the wind, and I think he might have a shot over the weekend. I think what we're seeing, these greens are beautiful, and we know Paul Casey's never been a great putter, but I think the surface is a little bit similar to Poana, and we've seen Paul Casey do very well on that at Pebble Beach, and of course, Mickelson as well. So I think Casey could be a contender at about 20-1 as well.
Yeah, I had Paul Casey actually last year at the PGA Championship. Thought I was in position to win, and then Colin Morikawa with that great second shot on 16 hit a bullet to within just a couple feet on that par 5, and that was pretty much all she wrote. But Paul Casey is kind of near the top of that list, I think. When you take the entire holistic view of a career, he's arguably one of the best players never to win a major. In contention again, just 2 under par, just 3 shots off the lead, has actually been pretty solid when you look at the strokes gained putting, gaining about a half a round. And we know that putting kind of plagues Paul Casey. It kind of turns Paul Casey into par Casey, and that's what you worry about when you've got a ticket on him. But still 3 back, there's a lot of golf to be played. Obviously Brooks Koepka going to be the rightful favorite. He is currently leading the field in strokes gained approach, plus 360 so far, and he is number one in the field. And that's usually kind of maybe the less part of his game, if you will. Not totally weak, but he's usually a little bit better off the tee. He's usually better putting and scrambling. It's usually the iron play and kind of be hit or miss, but it's been a hit so far in South Carolina this week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Especially today, he was spot on in that regard. But I tell you what, I don't like the price on him, Wes. And right. I have an inkling that the books are setting him there at 4-1, because I think the general golf fan, golf bettor, what have you, they see Brooks Koepka at the top of the leaderboard in a major, and they're going to absolutely run to the window and bet on him, whatever the price is. I really think Louis's a better value at 6-1, a shot ahead of Koepka. And I kind of have a feeling that Koepka's not going to go on to win this. And I think the odds makers are trying to protect themselves, setting that number pretty low. Would you agree with that? Or are you kind of thinking you might place a wager on Koepka if you were going to get involved in game?
No, I'm with you, Brady. I think at this standpoint, look, the bookmakers obviously do want to protect themselves. Brooks Koepka kind of has a lot of fans out there, especially on golf Twitter. You know, Jordan Spieth has a nice contingent of him too, in terms of, it's like if he's going, it's like, oh my God, here he goes, and everybody gets all excited. And I just think now that excitement's kind of priced into the line. And the knee, look, hasn't seemed to bother him, but is it going to bother him on the weekend here? Because we know that this is not as maybe hilly of a course as Augusta National, where we could tell about a month ago this knee was really bothering him. That didn't bother him out in Arizona because it was a flat, short track out there at TPC Scottsdale. This is still a 7,800-plus yard course from the tips. So when you add 4 days, you might be able to get through 2 days, but do you start to wear down a little bit on Sunday? And remember we kind of saw that at the PGA Championship on the weekend last year when he was right in the mix and he was interviewed after the rounds like, I don't feel like I'm threatened at all. You know, I feel like I'm the best player here. And you want that confidence. But it was like on Sunday, he immediately sunk down the leaderboard. I don't know if that's going to happen here again, but it certainly wouldn't be the first time if it does happen.
Yeah, no, I think you make a lot of great points there. And I think there is still a question about the knee. I mean, the first 2 days, you would say maybe he's proven us wrong, but I think you kind of illustrated there. There's two more days. We're only halfway through with this beast of a golf course. And I kind of agree. I think Koepka may fall off a little bit, and I don't think he's necessarily going to plummet, but I'm not going to bet on him to win. We talked about Paul Casey, Sun J.M., Louis Oosthuizen. I think those are all good guys that you could get involved in at this point. You and I, of course, have Hovland and Tyrrell Hatton and Bryson DeChambeau pre-tournament. One guy I added, Wes, on Thursday night at 80-1. He's now at 50-1. You have him at 125-1 pre-tournament. And I still think this guy's got a real shot, and that's Jason Kokrak.
Yeah, he does. He's always very good off the tee and really on the greens. The approach game can kind of be a little bit hit or miss, but he was another one of those guys that are about three or four strokes down the leaderboard that really kind of grinded it out where it really could have went sideways. They get in with like even par rounds and they could have easily been two or three over, but were able to make enough putts and just were able to kind of hang in there and not really lose their focus. We saw some guys lose their cool, especially the South African Eric Van Rooyen, and I don't know if you saw that, Brady, where he absolutely melted down on 17 and he was swinging that club about to hit everything but the lottery, really. So this will wear on guys if they don't play well. You're going to get some of those temper tantrums from some of these guys, and the guys that can keep their cool and take their medicine when they hit a bad shot, don't turn a bogey into a double or a triple or a quad, those are the guys that can hang in there. And Jason Kokrak, I was monitoring him on Friday afternoon here, and he really kind of maintained, I think. Joaquin Niemann was another guy that did the same thing. Sun J.M. was another guy that shot even par. Gary Woodland. Those guys could have shot 75 or 76 today, but they hung in there and they're right in the mix.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They were calm, cool, and collected. They could have shot 80, and you wouldn't have known it. It looked like they went out there and shot a smooth 68. And I think Oosthuizen has maintained that demeanor as well. And, you know, Louis's always been a pretty cool customer. And I think I even heard an interview with him after the round today. He actually works on that when he goes into a major championship to just maintain that complete cool and not get into the nerves that a lot of the younger guys experience. You know, it's a major championship and they really kind of succumb to some of that pressure. You talked about it. Louis's been a bridesmaid, finished second place in every single major, just finished third in the US Open. So this guy definitely knows how to handle this stage. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was hoisting the Wanamaker trophy on Sunday. Wes, let's go ahead and wrap up the program here. I think we've covered just about everything, what we think is might be good bets going into the weekend and further on down the road. Is there anything else that you're viewing on the board as far as an outright win or any other bet that you might make at this point heading into moving day at Kiawah Island?
Yeah, there's a couple I'm going to be eyeing that I may get involved with tonight. I mentioned one earlier, Sun J.M. at around 25-1. I think that's the best price you can find. He's as low as 20 in some markets. I know at DraftKings, that's where he's at. So that I might just kind of add one here. I've got some lurkers, Brady. I don't have anybody right off the lead. Was in a better position after Thursday night than I am after Friday night, but at least had all the pre-flops make the cut. Now, a couple of them don't have a chance to win because they're way too far back, but still got some lurkers. And if they could shoot like, you know, 68s or 67s tomorrow or even a 69, they're going to be right in the mix, because I don't think, I would guess that the lead on Saturday is probably going to be somewhere around 7 or 8 under par. So I don't think all of a sudden you're going to see a leader shoot about a 64 and just get away from these guys.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There's a ton of golf left here and I'm feeling pretty good. I've got a handful of guys that are absolutely in the thick of this thing. So should be a great weekend, and maybe we'll get together and do this again. Who knows? knows? I'll be writing the column after Saturday's round that you can find at VSiN.com, my assessment of the Saturday round and what are some bets going into the final day that you might find valuable as well. Thank you very much, Wes. You enjoy your weekend. I'll see you inside the green zone and enjoy the rest of the PGA Championship, buddy.
Always good to be with you, Brady.
All right, that is going to do it for Long Shots After the Cut.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.